Shalom, this is Billy Brim, the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast, and the program you are about to hear is from our 2014 Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri.
Sixth chapter of John, 63rd verse. It is the Spirit that brings life, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. That process. Jesus said, I only say what I hear my Father say, and I only do what I see my Father do. And you follow the process from the very beginning. Light be light was. Follow the process all the way through. The ministry of the prophets. What was the primary role of the prophets of old? Huh? Say what God said. Why? He's giving you what to say. When the prophet spoke, if you only said what the prophet said, what the prophet said would come to pass in your life. It's still that way today. That's what preachers of the word do under the anointing of the Spirit of Truth. It's never changed. You can't change it. That process is in place. It's divine. God said it, and you cannot change it. Now, when Jesus made this statement then, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Well, how can you ever do those works? Same way. Same process. Inquire of the Lord. Get his word. Then don't say anything else. Don't change what you say because of how you feel. Don't change the word of God to fit your circumstance. Well, I know the Bible says that, Brother Copeland, but that don't work. However, on the other hand, it is working because the process is always active. Now, that same process is what Jesus is describing here in the fourth chapter of Mark. Let's go back there again, please. The sower sows the word. Now we're on the same page, right? The sower sows the word. These are they by the wayside where the word is sown. When they have heard, Satan comes immediately to do what? To take away the word that was sown in their hearts. Now, the sower sows the word. The devil knows that process, and he knows he's stuck with it. We're blessed with it. He's stuck with it. He can't function outside the... He has a governing track. He can't get outside that track. He can't get outside this planet. Because that governs this planet. That's who we are, and that's what we are. We are a word-created, word-dominated environment. So, once the word is sown, you heard it, and particularly when you heard it, you said, whoa, did you see that? Yeah. Wow, there's my healing right there. Glory to God. Oh, wow. I just found out I'm supposed to prosper. I'm not supposed to be poor. Whoa. The sower sowed the word. And you got it. Amen. Well, now Satan's coming immediately because he knows if he allows you time, you will meditate on that, you will believe that, and you will say that, and the Father that dwells within will bring it to pass. Just exactly like light be, light was. The Spirit of God moving on the face of the deep where there wasn't anything but chaos. Ha ha! But when the word was released, you know what it did to all that chaos? It turned it into a Garden of Eden. Now, do you know what God promised our father Abraham, whose faith we enjoy today? He promised him to make his waste places like the Garden of God. It's still the Eden covenant. God has never changed his mind. That Garden of Eden is still on his mind. It's coming to pass. It'll come to pass in your life if you'll allow it. Amen. And I found out something else. That's not the best he can do. Yeah. Whoa. Well, now that word comes, and you heard it, and you begin to say it. Now, he will come and distract you. And here are the five different things that he does. That they're all laid out there. He will come. These are they which are sown on stony ground. When they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness and have no root in themselves. There's no spiritual roots yet concerning the word that they heard. You just heard it. But you heard it with gladness because you did hear it. There's two applications to this. One, we are supposed to be rooted and grounded in love. The commandment of love. It's not a suggestion, and it's not optional, folks. Christian people have treated the commandment to believe on the name of his son Jesus and love one another even as he gave commandment. And his commandment was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind and strength. Amen. Love your neighbor as yourself and love the brethren even as he loved the brethren and gave himself. That's commandment. It's not optional. No. Nope. Yeah, but don't start that yeah, but at me. You yeah, but what if? That's the badge of unbelief and pride. Who are you and who am I to come back at God and sass him by saying, yeah, but? When he said, I'm telling you to love your brethren. Yeah, but just shut up and love. It is a covenant decision. Amen. All right. So, notice verse 17. When affliction or persecution arise for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Offense, feelings hurt. You don't know what they said to me. That doesn't make any difference what they said to you. That doesn't have anything to do with your covenant with God. I don't care what they claim you did. I don't care what ugly thing they called you. That doesn't have anything. That should mean little to nothing to you. Why? Because you've heard from heaven. You got a word from God and you received it with gladness. Now don't let the devil redirect your thinking, because if he can get you offended and you begin to speak what he is saying. Now you have under the heavenly process, the kingdom of God process, you have licensed him to do the work in your life. You got all upset because of something somebody said about you or something somebody did about you. I've had people call me every kind of doggy thing you can think of, particularly after I got living, walking by faith. But I had to learn not to believe that. So one of the main things you don't want to do, if somebody writes an ugly book about you, sweetheart, don't read it. Come on now. Don't read the dumb thing. You don't want to start saying what they're saying. Because when you do, whatever it is, the idea that your enemies have when they write that is to destroy what you're doing. And you get your attention on that, and you begin to say what they are saying. Now, Satan has been licensed by you, not them. He's been licensed by you to carry out what their saying and intentions were when they attacked you to start with. That's just very basic spiritual law. Amen. This is not only true in a family. It's not only true in the life of individuals and individual relationship. This is true among nations. Now you know why. Now you know why. The spirit of envy set out to destroy Israel and everything it had and everything it stood for. And it's still attempting it today. You just found out why right there. Because Satan is so afraid of the Word of God. And every time Israel and every time the United States has tried to be like other nations, every time we've tried to do it, we did it. And we got what other nations get. It's not God coming down on us. Let me show you something. If I'm standing under the laws of this nation, and it is my protection. Vision this now like the Word of God. This is the blessing of the Lord. This is the, like, take for instance Job. The blessing of the Lord was up and about him. The devil called it a wall. And he was really hacked about it. He couldn't penetrate that wall. Well, he don't know everything like he got blown. He's just been around a long time. Now, what happens? I have the protection of the laws, but what happens when I step outside that? Then that's no longer valid. So it's really not the United States that's come down on me. I've stepped outside their protection.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and we are happy that you have been with us for a session from our 2014 Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Please contact us at billybrim.org, that's billybrim.org, or 1-800-972-3447, and please do mention that you've heard our radio broadcast. You can even write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.